USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump was having difficulty breathing on Friday before he left the White House, and he did receive oxygen before he went to Walter Reed Medical Center. It's standard protocol for treatment of the coronavirus. The president's physician, Dr. Sean Connolly, says there are a few conditions that place the president into a higher health risk.
He's 74, he's male, and he is slightly overweight. Other than that, he's very healthy.
He also said
he did have a fever Thursday into Friday, and since Friday morning, he's had none.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said that the president went through a very concerning period on Friday. He also said, we're still not on a clear path yet to a full recovery. On Friday, the president was given a single dose of an experimental drug that supplies antibodies. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
There has been some conflicting reports on just how sick the president is and whether or not his doctors are being straightforward about his condition. Dr. Nita Ogden, an internal medicinal specialist and immunologist, says this.
This is not just a mild infection. He's at the hospital. Now he's receiving two experimental therapies as well. I feel like he was probably moving in the direction of somebody who's looking sick.
Dr. Matthew Hines, who worked during the Obama administration, says he doesn't think the president's doctors are telling us absolutely everything.
At one point, I remember the doctor saying that he doesn't anticipate the president will ever need oxygen. And that's a stunning thing to say. I have no idea with my patients that have coronavirus when they come into the hospital if they're going to do well or they're going to be on a ventilator the next day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The record-breaking nature of the 2020 Atlantic tropical season continues as Tropical Storm Gamma strikes the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. Gamma became a tropical storm on Friday night as it strengthened in the northwestern Caribbean Sea. It became only the second of its name to exist in the Atlantic Basin history and the earliest ever. The storm made landfall near Tulum, Mexico as a strong tropical storm with winds up to 68 miles per hour. Ghostbusters, Spaceballs, and Parenthood icon Rick Moranis is thanking fans for their support after he was assaulted in Manhattan this week. His publicist said, Rick Moranis was assaulted on the Upper West Side. He's fine, but grateful for everyone's thoughts and well wishes. Video cameras captured the Thursday morning incident showing a man walking toward Moranis and punching the 67-year-old Canadian-born actor in the head and knocking him to the ground. New York Police Detective Kaz Daughtry told reporters, Moranis is doing well. He just wants us to catch the bad guy and for all this to go away. A $2,500 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of the assailant. Rick Moranis' other credits include Little Shop of Horrors and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. The former SCTV comedy troupe member stepped out of the spotlight more than two decades ago to care for his two sons after his wife died from cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.